Local news. Brisbane is set to see many CBDs spread across suburbs as the Brisbane City Council reworked the tall over sprawl strategy. Suburbs such as Noondah, Carindale and Indooroopilly are set to face changes in recent plans to turn the areas into mini CBDs. The plans include adding a 15-storey building into Noondah, an approximately 25-storey building in Indooroopilly and a 30-storey building in Carindale. These buildings are set to be apartments placed to help with the ongoing housing crisis and to deal with the increasing population in Australia, which is set to increase to an estimated 1.5 million people in the next 15 years.
And in more local news, in response to the failures of national commitments towards closing the gap, a research project is collaborating with four different Queensland-based communities toward reversing negative trends and making substantive progress. The Shared Power for Advocating for Reform Collectively project has recently added a representative of a fourth community company in Cairns, now having the Gunawana Jungai Limited, Yarraba Leaders Forum and Jabu Mugai Limited, Warrabinda Leaders Group and Deadly Inspiring Youth Doing Good. Gunawana Jungai Board Chair Athol Walden said that with the new current framework instilled by the SPARC, communities are able to follow Indigenous leadership whilst respecting cultural authority and displaying a right to self-determination. SPARC said that their community partners are uniting over a shared vision of self-determined change, following a, quote, manifesto that affirms Indigenous sovereignty, cultural integrity, intergenerational strength, and the right of communities to lead decisions that affect their lives.
In national news, Aboriginal people are being sent to the court for minor drug offences more often than non-Aboriginal people, despite a New South Wales government scheme designed in part to curb incarceration. The Early Drug Diversion Initiative, or EDDI, is a program that allows eligible adult offenders with low-level drug offences pay a $400 fine or access telehealth to avoid going to court and potentially receiving a criminal record. The police have discretion to issue on-the-spot fines to people found with small quantities of drugs. Fewer than 10% of offenders were eligible for the scheme among 11,751 minor drug offence incidents recorded by New South Wales Police in the year since the diversion scheme launched. The New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research found that police disproportionately use discretion to reject eligible Aboriginal people and those from poorer backgrounds. Meanwhile, it showed that people from more affluent areas, festival goers, and people without a criminal history were more likely to be diverted.
In further national news, the Australian Human Rights Commission released a report near the end of last month that found that trans and gender diverse people experience significant and preventable barriers to their safety, dignity, and full participation in society, spanning healthcare, housing, education, employment, and public life. The report, led by the Sex Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Anna Cody, recommends changes to federal laws to include protections for queer Australians from vilification, bans on conversion practices, and an end to pauses on puberty blockers for trans youth. Cody says that since the 2017 postal survey on same-sex marriage, when the No campaign began to focus on trans issues, there has been an increase in hate speech against trans people, which also coincided with stronger anti-rights movements which are funded and campaigned internationally. Cody also argued that the hate speech laws passed after the Bondi terror attack should have been extended to queer people given the push to roll back rights, and the harms associated with doing so, as legal responses would send a clear message to, quote, ensure that everyone's safe and hate speech is not okay.
And in international news, Hungary is about to go to national election on Sunday, April 12, and a possible government change may be on the horizon. Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán, who is in charge of Christian Nationalist Party Fidesz, has been in charge of the country since 2010, holding previous office from 1998 to 2002. As of today, he's being challenged by opposition opponent Peter Mega, who leads the centre-right Tisza Party. According to a poll by Idea Institute, Tisza has the support of 50% of decided voters, while Fidesz has garnered only 30% of decided voters. This ripple could create a drastic wave of change, as Magyar has pledged to curb Russian influence if elected, as well as mend ties with the European Union. After Orbán's government has evaded loading any money to the Ukrainian government due to not wanting any risk of Russian-imposed sanctions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is clear skies and sunny. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is 6.2, predicted to reach 8.1, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, head to 4ZZZ.org.au.